This is TWiT.
Future crimes. Well, I'll give you the subtitle. Everything is connected. Everyone is vulnerable, and what we can do about it. And you're speaking, anyway, welcome, Mark, to Triangulation.
Thank you, Leo. It's my pleasure.
You're speaking to an audience that is probably more than most aware of how effective hackers have been, how effective criminals have used technology. And also, I think we're all very aware of how law enforcement has attempted to fight it. And it's a real tension between the two.
That's for sure. I think most folks hear about this in the general media. They hear about Target being hacked. They hear about Home Depot being hacked, Anthem Blue Cross. And they tell that story, as you pointed out, and I totally agree, your audience is very familiar with this subject matter. But the thing that the general public doesn't get is the fact that these are not isolated incidents. The media, the standard media, reports this as if, wow, look at just what happened. But yeah, the fact of the matter is, it's part of a new trend. This is the new normal, and the subtitle of the book kind of says it all. When everything is connected, everyone is vulnerable, and we're going to need to find ways to deal with that.
Who are these bad guys?
Yeah, it's changing, right? So in the old days, we used to think of kind of the war games, 17-year-old kid in his bedroom hacking away around the clock. And what we've seen is quite a change in who the hackers are. First of all, it's not just individuals. It's organized crime. It's governments. It's corporations. It's hacktivist organizations, you know, like the Syrian Electronic Army or others. And on the hacker group, you know, back in the day in the 70s and 80s, when most people were hacking for the fun of it, for the lulls, to be able to show that they could do it just to prove that they could. Now it's actually become quite organized. And there was a study put out by the RAND Institute that I quote in the book that shows that 80% of criminal hackers are now affiliated with an organized crime group. So that's Russian organized crime, the Italian mafia, narcos in Mexico, a full 80%. And it's not those 17-year-old kids anymore. The average age of a cyber criminal today is 35.
Really? Well, it really is a different picture. Is it that organized crime is actively recruiting people with these skills? Where are these people coming from?
Yeah, they are actually. They're doing just that. So they're recruiting different levels of skill sets. So for those without many technical skills, they're being recruited in both knowingly and unwittingly as what are called money mules. These are the people, organized crime groups, they need to launder money. They need to launder their stolen goods. So they're putting ads on Craigslist and elsewhere. These are advertisements that say, work from your home, you know, in your pajamas. It's easy. Make $1 million. And what they're doing is tricking those people into opening up bank accounts under their own names so that they can do shipping and receiving or international monetary transfers, and they get 10% of the stolen funds that are being routed through their accounts. And so those people aren't very technical, but they go through them like crazy because those are the people that the cops catch, right? They're the weak link in the chain because they were tricked to open up the account in their own name. So they're relatively easy to catch. But even people with much higher sets of technical skills, we've seen organized crime groups recruiting at colleges, at universities, kids with criminal justice degrees to understand what law enforcement is doing, as well as computer science. And even on the drone front, down in Mexico, for example, and that's one of the big things in future crimes, is that it's not just the crimes of today, but it's where we're growing. And we're seeing a ton of development in drones and robotics. And down in Mexico, the narcos are actually going to the top civil engineering and aeronautical schools in Mexico, top graduates, kids who really know about aeronautics, and they're hiring them into their narco drug programs to build drones to fly narcotics across the border.
Holy cow.